What happens when a very motivated adolescent decides they want to help better their community, but they're not satisfied with how kids fit into the current nonprofit scene? In the case of one North Shore teenager, she simply started her own.
My name is Beverly Brown, and I'm 15 years old.
Beverly co-founded Kids Want to Help, a group designed to encourage North Shore youth to become involved with nonprofits and charitable giving. Their mission began with a fashion show.
My sister and I had decided that we didn't have any say when we wanted to volunteer. And so we were kind of thinking that for a while, and my sister had read a book about a girl who had a fashion show to raise money for Arbor Day. So we decided that we wanted to have our own fashion show so that we could raise money for Arbor Day, but Arbor Day had already passed. So we decided that we would like to raise money for pediatric leukemia patients, and that's how we decided that we would have the fashion show.
Any girl in the 3rd through 8th grades is welcome to participate in the show, but there's a lot of work involved in this effort.
So we have a pre-fashion show workshop that all the girls come to. They learn how to model, but also different skills kind of about to be beautiful, you have to be yourself, because that is the theme of the fashion show. So they learn modesty, why it's important to give back to charity, and everything like that. And then about a week later, we have the actual fashion show where everyone's parents come and they buy tickets to come in. So that's one way that we raise money. And also there's a silent auction so that everyone can bid, and we get a lot of money from that also. And so that everyone goes to dinner, we have the fashion show, and then we find out how much money we raised.
Eventually, Beverly realized there were other kids like her who wanted to start their own nonprofits, but didn't exactly know where to begin. What resulted would revolutionize that mainstay of suburbia, the iconic lemonade stand.
So we have the kids all come to a workshop where we teach them everything they need to know about running a successful lemonade stand. We give them all the supplies, uniforms, banners, tablecloths, so it looks very professional. And then they decide which charity they would like to raise money for. And then they go out all summer and they can have lemonade stands wherever and whenever. And so all of the money that they raise goes to the charity that they choose. We teach them all the skills they need to run a business, but their business happens to be a nonprofit.
In fact, Beverly says there's only one thing they don't provide to the stand operators.
We do not provide them with a recipe. They decide how they want to make their lemonade.
Of course, what would a successful philanthropic fashion show and a fundraising incubator be without a nonprofit think tank? Remember, we're still talking about the work of teenagers here.
The Louisiana Youth Leadership Initiative, or The Initiative, is a resource and a think tank for high school students who have started or plan to start different organizations such as fundraisers or nonprofits. So we meet monthly and we talk about problems that anyone's having or if anyone needs someone to donate their money to and someone else needs money, then we talk about that.
The Initiative is a collection of nearly 20 kids who explore ideas and find solutions to problems with their nonprofits, but they help each other with personal challenges as well.
Every meeting, we have a guest speaker that talks about something that would benefit the teens in some aspect of their initiative. Last week, we had how to get into your number one college, which was really great for everyone because the high school students are kind of approaching their college life.
Beverly is already thinking about who will take the reins when she goes to college in a few years.
Eventually, I will have to pass it on to someone, but I'm not sure how that will work or if I will pass it on the Lemonade Brigade to someone, the fashion show to someone, and they'd all work together. So I think that's kind of what we're going to do, but I'm not really sure who it would be or anything like that, but I am starting to think about it as I get closer to going off to college.
Ask Beverly what she wants to do when she grows up, and you'll get a predictable response.
I want to do everything, and that's the problem.
To find out more about the remarkable work of Kids Want to Help, visit WWNO.org. For WWNO, I'm George Bonnet.